What up, what up, and welcome back to the Truth of Darion podcast. And if it's your first time listening, howdy, we about to talk your head off. Anyway, I'm your host, Don Darion. Helping me navigate through this podcast, a 30-minute podcast, is my co-pilot, my FO, that's first officer, Lauren the G. Did you know that?
I didn't know that. I don't work at an airline, so I wouldn't know anything about that.
So I'm just saying. Anyway, we are broadcasting here in Dallas, Texas, and you know, the weather just stays getting cold and hot and cold and hot. I don't really know how to report it.
I need y'all to make up your mind, please. Yeah. Texas, thank you.
What's going on, Texas? I was reading something about Texas where it was like, and I've been through it, but you're going to see in the winter, it'll like snow in 1 week, it'll ice in 1 week, it'll be sunny in 1 week.
I'm not here for that. I just moved here.
It'll flood everywhere.
I just moved here six months ago. I don't know.
But it's a good time. You know what I mean?
No, I like seasons, straightforward seasons. Hot, cold.
I understand that.
Just saying.
I know. Anyway, so let me just tell you what's going on in my week.
Okay.
I'm fat as crap.
We're all having some. I had some Popeyes yesterday, y'all. I apologize, body.
I mean, I just like to eat. It's like the hardest thing, and I haven't been going to the gym or anything like that. But I just like literally for 3 weeks, I have been eating. I mean, donuts, cookies, cakes, ice cream.
It's all so delicious.
I love sweets. Sweets are my favorite.
Look, I'm supposed to be going to fit. I've been going, but I haven't been to the gym for the past few days.
It just sucks. You just want to eat bad. And Panda Express is the devil.
Honestly, it will kill me. I haven't had that in a long time. Panda Express last time I had it was because I was with you, actually. Just to say out loud, that's the last time I had it.
I've always loved Panda Express. Anyway, so I went on a diet.
Good.
I usually eat out a lot, but I actually went to the grocery store.
Okay. And yes, what did you get from the grocery store? Healthy food, I'm assuming?
First of all, I spent $75.
That's a lot of money to be spending on food.
I thought it would just be like $50, but also, when I really looked at my receipt, I got like t-shirts and like little stupid
Somebody
things.
Somebody went to Walmart. Yeah. That's what that is. Because you pick up a lot of unnecessary
things.
Did you make a list?
I did make a list.
Okay, because if you don't make a list, you will forget.
But you know what? Okay, so in the South, I don't know, like, I'm from the North. We're both from the North.
Oh, well, yes, we are,
from the DMV. So, D.C., Maryland, Virginia. Ooh. Sorry, I got to put that in there.
Because that's what it is. It's not a place where you get your license.
But from the North, I mean, in the North, we don't have 24-hour super Walmarts everywhere. We just have regular Walmarts that close at 12.
Down south and realized, I don't think I've ever even seen a Walmart here that closes at midnight.
There's no food. There's nothing like that. Like, you just don't get that in the North anyway. So I went to the Walmart, and then when you have to go cross aisles, because it's like one section is food, and then one section is like stuff that you can buy, like,
and it's always different whichever Walmart you're at.
So. But when you go through the other side, you walk past the men's section, so that's why I was buying clothes. Anyway, but I got all of my diet food that I needed because I'm doing high protein and low carb, which is very, very hard.
That does sound
because I love sweets.
Super unhealthy, but I mean, you know.
Yeah, and coffee and all, you know, like, I mean, I love my sugar.
I have Krispy Kreme donuts in my house right now.
You know, I've been shaking. Like, I mean, my hands have been...
Sugar is a drug. Okay?
It really is.
Sugar, caffeine, all those are drugs. They're way like overly abused drugs. In the U.S.
You don't even realize it, but once you stop like eating, it does. First of all, it does work. It does. Let me tell you how this high protein, low carb works. Okay. I think I know.
I remember how it works because you used to do it all the time when we were in high school.
It gives me headaches and it makes me angry.
He gets really mean. He's really moody and it's hard. Hard.
Well, you know what? When you don't have sugar, it's hard as well. Okay?
So I'm just saying. Crackhead. That's what you sound like.
No, I'm just saying.
When you don't have sugar, it's hard.
It's a tough life anyway. I just feel like.
A tough life.
It's a tough life when you don't have sugar.
First world problems is spoiled Americans. But this is exactly how the countries hate us.
I know, but shut up.
Because, it's so hard not having my candy.
I know. Okay, first of all, maybe you've never been on it, but people out there who have been on it, they know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
High protein, low carb. Have you done it before?
Well, no, of course not. Because
it's a test.
I don't do diets.
It's really
because
a test.
I know
test.
They don't work.
They
work temporarily, but they say people who do diets end up like gaining twice as much weight as someone who would just exercise. And people who drink diet sodas, that they're worse for you. So I'm just putting
documentaries. But I've seen a lot of skinny people drink diet sodas.
I mean, yeah, and I've seen a lot of fat people drink diet sodas too. So, I mean, come on.
Anyway, so we're going to get, let's just get into the show, okay? I'm ready to start the show.
Let's do it.
So we have a segment called Allegedly. This is our celebrity gossip. We don't know if it's really true or not, but we're going to tell it anyway.
Thank you.
Lauren knows it all. So Lauren, go ahead and take it away.
Okay, so here, allegedly, Colin Kaepernick has a problem with the NFL.
Oh.
Okay, okay. Much? So as we all know, Colin Kaepernick, this for the past year, of course, is having the NFL, the national anthem protest and all that, and he hasn't gotten a job. Now, just to put this out there, there are 32 teams in the NFL, and out of all those teams, there are 13 quarterbacks that are worse than Colin. There are 14
How
that
do you know?
I looked up the stats, thank you, because I do that, because I know.
So it's like official, it's official stats.
It's official stats. Okay. Officially, like with the quarterbacks that are in the industry right now, that are playing now, 13 are worse than him. 14 are better, and 5 are about the same. So that means there are 13 teams that should have taken him. He tried all 32. Everyone said no. So now he's filing a grievance against the NFL for not hiring him because he feels like the owners colluded against him because he did not stand or did not stand for the national anthem. Now, mind you, he kneeled. He was originally going to sit, but he ended up kneeling because he talked to a Marine veteran who said, well, out of respect for fallen soldiers, we kneel at their graves. So I feel like it would be better if you would kneel. It's more respectful. Everyone lost that, of course, and the reason, you know, why he did it in the first place, to protest police brutality against African Americans. But,
right,
you know.
Right, exactly.
We've lost all that.
Well, can I just tell you that my dad said that he just sucks, and that's why he's not going to get a job. I mean, I don't really watch sports. I just believe whatever my dad says.
You can believe your dad, but I don't.
He doesn't, right?
I mean, he doesn't suck. He doesn't suck. He's not the best. Like I said, there are 14 that are better, but there are 13. I mean, there are 32 teams.
He said he doesn't deserve.
There are 13 teams that ain't doing nothing.
He said he didn't deserve a job.
Oh, he doesn't deserve a job because why?
I'm just saying that's what my dad said. I didn't say it.
Your dad sounds like, you know, never mind.
You know.
You know, that's great. I like your dad. I've met him before, so we're not going to say that. You're great, Mr. Diaz. Great.
No, but I do agree with the whole protest of the national anthem. It's turned into a Trump thing rather than what it originally
meant. Trump is distracting everybody. He's just baiting you guys. Even somebody else said that news. I can't remember who it was, but someone said that on CNN, I want to say, that he's just, I mean, it's just a distraction from North Korea, from Russia, from all that, all the little dirty stuff he's doing that he, I mean, literally between July and September, Trump's government or his camp spent $1 million just on legal fees. In between those months, on legal fees for what? I wonder. We are not going to know because we're worrying about
money.
Of course it is. As is the protest with Mike Pence, who went to the game and it was a planned protest for him to leave and spent $240,000 just to get there.
But Colin Kaepernick, is he going to get what's going to happen from this?
Grievance,
what is this going
to
give him
money?
He's
probably never going to ever play for the NFL. I doubt he's going to play for the NFL again because filing his grievance pretty much, I mean, that's like a slap in the face almost, I guess. So, I mean, he's going to be known and go down in history as an activist and as someone who really did something for a change, not as just a quarterback for the 49ers. And that's better, I feel like. He's going to be greater than the NFL. He's not going to be just a quarterback.
I think that he should just start not a little league team, but maybe like a high school.
Master P wants to offer to start his own league. He said the NFL needs some competition.
Well, I mean, I don't think it should be like another NFL. Yeah, there's already NFL. I think it should be like a high school like league or like a, I don't want to do college. I think maybe
college is too big.
I'm just saying. I mean, it should be like a national high, like Texas is big.
Like
Texas is really, really big on sports, and
huge
you should see the high schools that have stadiums bigger than colleges. I mean,
they
high
have
schools.
Friday night Tykes.
High school,
okay, Tykes. That's a reality show for little kids that play football, like legit, because that's how important it is around here. I mean, it's crazy. But anyways, okay, we're moving on. Allegedly, y'all, the Boy Scouts are allowing girls to join now.
What?
Yes, yes. October 11th, the Boy Scouts announced that by 2019, they are going to allow girls to join the Cub Scouts and to join the Eagle Scouts.
I don't understand. Why?
I honestly
feel
bad because now what's going to happen with the Girl Scouts? I mean, I feel like it's cooler to say First of all,
everybody loves the Girl Scout cookies.
Everybody loves them. Oh my gosh, I love Girl Scout cookies.
I just want y'all to know,
is it time for Girl Scout cookies?
I don't know. I wasn't a part of Girl Scouts, and I didn't want to be a part of Girl Scouts.
I wanted to be a part of
Boy Scouts because there was...
My dad never let me, but I wanted to so bad. I wanted to be one of those girls with the sashes and the metal thing or ribbons or whatever they got.
Okay, I'm sorry about your life, but I was a part of Cub Scouts, and
so
I never
mean.
Made it into the Boy Scouts because
I
couldn't
why.
Make a fire. I could not make a fire. That was the reason.
Well, you need to learn.
And I didn't want to try. Actually, I do want to learn. I'm going to learn how to make a fire. Yes. Just in case I'm ever in a situation.
Walking Dead, something. I don't know.
Okay, I don't watch stuff like that. But I mean, I do want to learn how to make a fire.
Look.
I'll make it happen.
Life is happening. Okay? Life is happening. Okay. Well, okay. Allegedly, y'all. Allegedly. Mm. Trump. You know how we've had this war and everything, and there was a soldier that died, and allegedly he told the widow that he knew what he signed up for. Now, mind you, remember Trump made this big deal about, you know, oh, I'm going to call the widows, and no one's ever done that before. I'm going to send letters personally to the families, and other presidents don't do that.
Wait, Obama didn't do that. What do you mean he signed up for? I don't get it. What does that mean?
Her husband was in the Marines. He died. There was like an ambush, and he died in the attack. And she was on the phone with President Trump, and allegedly, he said, you know, she was, I guess, expressing herself as to how she was upset because she's also pregnant. Mind you. Mm. Yeah. He said, well, you know, he knew what he signed up for. It hurts, but he knew what he signed up for.
Wow.
So he says he didn't say it, but I don't know. And it's, of course, it's the black woman. It's the black, I mean, it's, I don't know. I just feel like out of all the families, you say that to the black
family. So it wasn't like recorded or anything?
No. Okay. That's why I said allegedly. We are, this is allegedly.
Well, I mean,
but we're going to say it anyways.
I wouldn't put it past him.
I believe it wholeheartedly. I believe it wholeheartedly. What has he done to brown people other than
all the stuff that he said officially, you know, on the news and, you know, where whatever he does.
I don't know. He says a lot of stuff. You know, allegedly they're saying, now this is another allegedly, they're saying that he said he sent this, he told his family, another family that he talked with, that he was going to give them $25,000 to help them, you know, get through everything and pay for the funeral and everything. And he hasn't sent them the check yet. Or they never received the money.
I always get fishy about stuff like that because I just feel like it's a part of, hey, this department was supposed to do it. They slacked, didn't do it, never got it done, and now he's blamed for it. I want to keep it fair, you know, of course, not really, but you know, I'm going to try to keep it fair as possible.
I'm biased.
I get it.
Bump Trump.
I get it. But, you know, I mean, it is what it is. I just don't know. I'm so tired of talking about him. Can we just move on?
You know
what?
Yeah, we're moving on. Yeah. Moving on to something funny. And, okay, allegedly, Jess Hilarious and Azealia Banks are beefing right now. Like, legit beefing. Okay.
Two nobodies. Okay.
Jess Hilarious is somebody. Almost a somebody. She's on Wildin' Out. She's opening up for a Martin.
So, if you don't know who Jess Hilarious is, she's like a YouTube star. Is she YouTube or
Instagram star. She became famous. She's been like posting all these funny videos on Instagram. She's hilarious. Last year and a half, and now she's on TV doing lots of things, on tour, everything.
I hate the way she says you and all the other
stuff. Well, that's not a special Jess Hilarious thing. People from Baltimore talk like that. It's a weird thing that people from Baltimore do. I don't know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's why people from Baltimore are different. DMV. But we like you, Jess Hilarious.
What's up, DMV?
Yes. Ooh. Anyways. So, Jess Hilarious, she does this segment on her show, or at least on Instagram. It's called Jess with the Mess, and she says news. And on this segment, she was talking about how Azealia Banks' concert tickets were on Groupon for $16. And I guess Azealia Banks had a problem with that. I mean, it's not her fault that they were on there, because Azealia Banks, we all know, is
I've seen tickets on Groupon before.
It's exactly. It's Azealia Banks. No one likes her.
Please. I didn't even know she even toured or anything.
I mean, she's trying to, but failing anyways.
I mean, $16 is pretty impressive.
It is.
I mean, I would love a $16. If somebody came to see me for $16, I'd be happy.
I mean,
come see me for $5, but I'm not doing nothing. Okay. unless it's a lot of money.
Everybody
can be bought. No, I'm just joking.
Oh,
go ahead.
That
was too much. I'm sorry.
So, I guess back to what I was saying. Allegedly, Azealia posted on Instagram, LOL, you're trying to make it onto the big screen with these daily audition tapes, huh? Buckle down and write a real script. It will get you further than on the Chitlin' circuit. Go see Love Beats. Yeah, and she plugs her movie that no one is going to see, even though supposedly she acts really well in the movie. I'm not going to see it because it's Azealia.
I hope that's her talent, because rapping ain't it.
It's not. Or just being she's good at just being that wench on Instagram, always saying stuff, and Twitter, saying mean stuff about people that she has no right to say. Who are you? What have you accomplished? Nothing. I can't even remember.
I honestly thought that Azealia Banks was Teyana Taylor. So are they two different people, or
I don't remember her just because of her Iggy Azalea. They were beefing because they have Azaleas in it.
Oh, Azaleas.
And that's the only reason I knew who she was and whatever. But so just hilarious. I mean, you know how Jess Hilarious, she comes back. She clapped back at her. She says, so apparently Azealia Banks got a problem with Jess the Mess thing. And she goes on in on her, talking about how she's Azealia No Banks, and says that she said, she says, I'm not on my tour, on a Wild Out tour. I'm on my own tour. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
How much are her tickets then?
She said her tickets cost more. She said my tickets for my comedy show cost more than your concert tickets, boo. And people still ain't buying them. Oh.
I would buy to go see Jess Hilarious.
I would buy Jess Hilarious. I would. She's funny. She's funny all the way around funny.
Yeah.
Every day. Any day of the week. Anyways, moving on. Okay. This is a really weird allegedly, y'all. Okay. So allegedly Farrah Abraham, you remember her from Teen Mom?
I don't watch shows like that.
Darion loves shows like that. I want you to know that the only reason that I know about shows like this is because of him. He watched Hannah Montana. Oh, you know what? Hannah Montana. He loves him some Miley Cyrus. Don't let him.
You need to calm down because I also have baby nieces at that age who
are
watching the show.
Okay.
Yes, I did.
We were in high school when he was watching Hannah Montana.
Yes,
it was. We were in. I remember coming up. You'd be watching Hannah Montana.
I had nieces in high school, so
they weren't living with you in high school, though.
Whatever,
they were living living in Georgia while we lived in Maryland. How far away is that? I enjoyed the show.
It was a good show.
Oh, now it was a good show.
I don't care.
iCarly was a really great show. I'm not gonna lie. That was a good show. He got me onto that one too. See, look, I told you.
I'm a kid.
So Farrah Abraham from Teen Mom, which Darion knows very well.
I do.
She, you know, is into porn now. And she has a show on MTV, I think, or VH1, called Single AF, as y'all know. So to promote her show, she's going to be doing a live webcam show on Cam Soda.
Nice.
And she will be
answering questions.
She will be answering questions and doing anal. So,
oh,
I mean, she's done one before, but that was not anal. It was normal stuff.
It was normal.
And 80,000 people viewed it. She crashed the website. So now this time they're doing it again.
She's getting paid.
You know, she is. I mean, she's doing that and she's promoting her show. And that's...
Pop that.
That is...
Pop that.
You know, that is great. Use what you got to get what you want. What can you...
I mean, look, she was a single mom, a teen mom. She got to make it work. People go through this.
Do you have
and this
to
is
use
what
your booty hole to get there, though?
I mean, look, people do different things when they're a teen mom. You never know. This is why
you are right.
I wasn't a teen mom.
Congratulations to all the teen moms who are making it out there and using your booty holes to get somewhere.
Well, I think her name was Macy. That was my favorite.
The redhead. I hope she's doing well. I hope you're not using your booty hole for things, girl, except for your husband.
I think she got married. I think she had a baby.
Exactly. There you go. Husband.
His name, Bentley. That's my favorite. I love when he said, hey, Bentley. Oh my gosh. Come on. I have such a great accent, right? But anyway.
Clearly somebody watches the show a little too much. But anyways, moving on. Allegedly, y'all, the Celtics, Gordon Hayward got injured.
Oh no.
Oh my gosh. Okay, y'all. So the season opener. Yeah, y'all know I love the Celtics. I'm a Celtics fan. Thank you, Jason. So I was, you know, checking in on the season opener. In the first 7 minutes of the game, he broke his ankle.
Isn't that like the star person?
He's a star player. Him and Kyrie were supposed to carry us to the daggone championship. And now I just don't know what's going to happen now because we already lost against the Cavs. And they're like,
well, I mean, the Cavs are going to win the whole thing.
I mean, they may not have if... He's going to come back, but he's not going to come back this season. It was snapped. Like, if you look at the video, I mean, it's to the left. The left. Oh, it's just terrible. I'm sorry, y'all. But anyways, okay, so we're moving on.
I mean, I just don't like sports, so. I just don't watch basketball, but.
I watch football, and I got into basketball because of other things, and I mean, football's more exciting for me, but I watch basketball.
I mean, yeah,
I like
so
the last,
it's just
like,
hard
quarter,
for me to
talk.
I just don't really know.
Minutes, always exciting, because then it's like, you know, because they score 100 points every game. Like, it's just
a lot.
Hard to be excited.
Yeah.
Because every 5 seconds, there's a new point. And oh, my God. Oh.
I feel like football's right on point. You have the right amount of points.
Exactly.
Soccer takes too long. I hate when it's 1-0. Like,
baseball takes way too long.
They are always over. It's never 9 innings. It's probably about 22 is the average of innings in baseball.
Apparently, the Yankees are doing really well. Go Yankees apparently they're about to like one game away from the World Series. So
I'm gonna try to get into sports. I'm gonna try.
I am, you know, it's sports are fun. I like sports. But Another, allegedly, Hustler, the owner of Hustler Magazine, he's offering $10 million to any information that leads to the impeachment of Donald Trump.
Oh my gosh.
Literally.
Are you serious?
Literally.
Who's the owner of Hustler? Do you even...
Oh, his name, I forgot his name. But okay. It's like Dick something.
Okay.
I mean, you know, no pun intended. No pun in, you know, it's probably Richard. That's probably what it is. But
let's go with that.
Yes.
I was going to say Hugh Hefner. Oh, rest in peace. Sorry.
Is it too soon?
Too soon.
Too soon. Naughty. Bad boy. Anyways, this is what it says. It says that there is a strong case that has been made with the last election with many illegitimate ways and the 9 tumultuous months in office. Trump has proven he's dangerously unfit to exercise extreme power accrued by our unitary executive government. He just feels like, no. He said it's dangerous. And he is. Look what's happening right now.
I mean, I feel like they're already putting together evidence, putting together things in order to get him impeached. There's no way this really man is going to be president for 4 years. There's just no way. I just really hope not.
I mean, we're close. I mean, I know it doesn't seem like we're close to nuclear war because if you look at the news, it's like there's so much stuff to be worried about other than that right now. But, I mean, stuff is real because he just tweets. He's just messing up deals and just like it's bad. Right. It's just bad.
All right. Well, thank you, Lauren, for alleging me. Does that work? That doesn't work?
No.
No. Okay. We're going to turn it around. Flip the script a little bit. We're going to get into talk shit.
Okay.
So sometimes we don't like things and we just like to talk shit. So this week, what are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about vegans.
Y'all need to... there's nothing wrong with being vegan. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with being vegan, but all of y'all's vegan opinions and you're just pushing your veganness on everybody, bring it in.
It's just
tofu is disgusting, okay? Right. It's nasty.
Stop trying to make it work.
Stop it. If you put the new seasoning in, no, it's nasty. The consistency, the texture, all of it. It smells funny. It's like hard cottage cheese.
Why do you have to be vegan? Like, I mean, I don't even like vegetarians because I don't understand the no meat thing.
I mean, I get it. Apparently,
vegan. It's healthier for you, I mean, like the whole, like, I mean, the Native Americans, you know, that were here used to use all of everything.
Exactly. I don't want anything that's ever been alive. I'm like, do they really matter? Some things literally are on this earth for us to freaking consume. Like, what is a cow? Cows don't occur just naturally in the environment. You don't ever see any wild cows just running around, do you? You know why? Because all they're here for us is to eat them. I'm just saying. I mean, when have you ever been in nature? Oh, look, the indigenous wild cows from the mountains of Missouri. You hear about wild horses. You hear about wild cats, wild dogs. I've never heard about wild cows.
I feel like it's just such a big fad right now that everybody's doing it. Ever since they seen, like, what the hell? Everyone's vegan
and gluten-free.
Like, they just...
If you're not allergic. If you're allergic, I'm sorry.
You have to be. And I just hate everybody that just follows it. And they just...
Ew, you do that? Do you know what you're doing to your body?
People are just gaining weight because you're just loading up on carbs. Like, my thing is, okay, maybe 10 years ago, everybody was like, oh my God... high protein, low carb, no carbs. Mm-hmm. Eat all the meat. Just eat meat, 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 meat. And now all of a sudden, now it's like, okay, y'all, then we didn't have too much meat.
Meat's supposed to be a side now. You shouldn't even eat it. Red meat's bad. You're gonna die of cancer.
It gives you belly.
Though I don't eat pork. I'm not gonna lie, I don't eat pork. So you probably should be eating that.
But you would love pork.
I love bacon. It's so delicious. And I don't like faking or that fake crap. Then that's another thing that I hate about vegans. If you're gonna be vegan, stop trying to have fake foods that are like foods that we have, us meat eaters have, okay?
Eat your
if
sand.
You wanna have your god stop
exactly.
You shouldn't be trying to fake no bacon. You shouldn't even miss bacon because you're killing an animal. No. Don't eat nothing like bacon. You shouldn't have no bacon, no fake chicken, no fake beef, no fake nothing. You should just be eating grass.
Vegans.
And leaves and stuff.
You can't sit with us. That's just how I feel like you can't
make you
be
feel
with
bad.
Us.
You know, I'm not even that mad about you being vegan. It's just the fact that when vegans sit with other people who aren't vegan, you feel like you have to make me feel guilty about the fact that I'm eating something that used to be like, why do I care? I don't care if this is alive. I'm about to cut this steak open and eat it.
And I like to eat eggs. And I don't care.
I love boiled eggs.
I don't understand the whole eggs thing because it's not like it was a baby inside and we killed it. Like,
exactly.
I mean, it's just...
Chickens have a bunch of eggs. And what are eggs for other than to rot? They're going to just sit there and rot and what? Feed the environment? Is that what you want? No, chickens are there for us to at least get eggs from or something from. We may not have to eat them.
No, but we can eat them too. They're delicious. Have you had Chick-fil-A?
I don't know. Some of these chickens have steroids and stuff. Some of them are just like, you. Sometimes you get a bag of chicken, you're like, how are these
people? Okay, so Hugh Hefner lived till he was 90,000. Okay, so you can't tell me, and I'm pretty sure he did eat meat.
Of course he
did. But that's not verified.
And his wives ate a lot of old meat. Sorry. That's not about vegans.
But I wish I had some sound effects for that. That would have been good. That would have been a good one. Anyway, vegans are not my friends. You're not allowed to be my friend if you're a vegan.
Because I just that's a little mean.
Can you just come on? Go with the flow.
Okay, I'm sorry. Vegans can't be my friend.
You're dead to us.
Well, I'm dead. Hold on. Let's not wish death.
In order to be my friend, you gotta eat a chicken wing because I love deep fried wings.
Seems a little unhealthy. I'm just saying.
It's not.
Can I be grilled chicken?
I mean, okay, you could do grilled chicken.
Grilled tofu? No. Back it up.
And I just want to let everybody know that a mushroom is not a burger, okay?
And it needs to be chopped into little pieces to be in my food. I can't be eating so big chunks of mushroom. But though, cauliflower rice is actually very delicious.
I made some, so.
Yeah, he made some, actually. He can cook sometimes, not all the time. But
okay, good.
It was delicious. I just want to say that out loud. So try that. Put some beef stock because we cook. Ooh.
So vegans, take that and watch One Day I Become Vegan. But anyway, this day because it's too popular and I don't like popular things. We're going to get it turned over to Darion's Dilemma.
What's that?
Well, you know, I be going through some things.
That's true.
I always need some help or some advice.
Okay.
Sometimes with different people, and some things just consume my brain. This is my dilemma. All right.
What's going on?
Now, my brother is a grown man.
Okay.
My brother purchased a house.
Oh, wow.
Okay. What a great guy. Now, I'm like, my friend down the street just purchased a house. You're probably looking into purchasing a house. I was thinking that maybe I'm getting up there, you know, I'm getting close to 30. I need to have some type of ownership, something to own.
30's not up there.
30
is not up there. You don't need no house. Why would you need a house?
I mean, okay, so.
You're too young to have a house. Now, your brother, yes, he may have a house. He has a good job and he has a kid on the way.
I have a good job.
A decent job.
Okay. Wow.
So, thanks. I mean, you don't have a house, do you?
I mean,
so that's what I said. So his brother has a good job and he's got a baby on the way. So he has a reason to be having a house because it is hard to raise a child in an apartment complex. Cause you know, you can hear kids through the wall.
Right.
Is she an agent or is she like certified or she's just something?
Yeah,
like,
she's certified, agent, sells houses, makes tons of, I don't know if it's tons of money, but she
works
does
in
a good
Maryland,
job.
So.
She works. I mean, she sells houses. That's her real job.
Okay.
So call if you need her in the Dallas, Texas area,
ooh.
Or anywhere out of Texas. Something. But look at me just throwing free shots out. I need $5 for that. So anyway, with my 15 viewers, okay.
it's gonna be doubled up soon. Keep on listening. Okay.
I'm just saying. So. My thing is, I talked to her and she was saying, well, you know, there's different options. You know, you can still rent an apartment or whatever. You can also own a townhouse or a condo or like a 5-bedroom, 6-garage house, which something I want to do.
Okay.
But I don't know. So now I'm thinking like, okay, well, I do want ownership. I am tired of paying for rent and it's going nowhere. I mean, I might as well invest into something. I already have my car, purchased that.
Good
you
for
know,
you.
It's even old, though it's and I need, old, and I need a new one.
He's gonna get another one. You don't feel like you're going to. I don't know. I mean, like, okay, so you're 28 now, right?
Uh huh.
You'll be 29 soon because he's
old. Okay, dang. Don't be putting it all out there.
I didn't say when your birthday was, January.
Okay.
But anyways, but I mean, you're not old enough to be getting a house. I mean, are you really gonna be living here? Like, didn't you say you want to live in California?
I mean, oh yeah, I really haven't like, really chose where I really wanted to stay.
This is too young. You're too young to be. You're
Dallas
not settled.
Is,
you're not.
But
buy,
I could,
you know how
I could
hard
always,
it is to sell a house in this market?
I don't know, actually. I never had a house.
I don't know either, but market. I watch movies and in all the movies and TV shows, they make jokes about how terrible it is to sell a house. So I would assume it's bad.
But I could Airbnb it.
Do you want to have that upkeep? Have you heard all the horror stories about Airbnb, like people trashing houses?
Well, I mean, I could just get like a cleaning service or something.
You're going to spend all that money out of state while paying rent here.
I mean, I never used the Airbnb. I never Airbnb'd anything. But a lot of people
like
were telling me about
this.
This is a lot of stuff
for you to be doing when you don't really know exactly
what
you're doing right now.
I feel like you're just very negative.
I'm not being negative. I'm just being real. Well, this is how people like get swamped and stuff. They think they can do stuff and they do these situations and then they realize that it's way more than what it is.
Well, I did do a checklist in my head. Okay. And so what I put together is, yes, I'm poor, so I have no down payment for the house. Yes, my credit kind of sucks. Okay. So that would be a little bit difficult getting a loan or whatever, something like that. Okay.
So
and yes, I have student loans and collections in my name, but is that too much?
You just said like 15 negative things in a row. I don't have a place to live. I can't afford my bills.
The thing is, I put yes.
You shouldn't be getting a house.
I put yes in front of it. To make it positive.
Okay. So how about this? Yes. No, you shouldn't be getting a house.
Okay.
Does that make it better?
That didn't work out too well.
I'm just saying. I'm just putting it out there. It just sounds like you're not prepared.
I'm going to keep contemplating it. I think that what's best for me is going to be a townhouse. I think that that'd be a little bit easier. I think
you should think about paying your rent next month in your apartment.
That's okay. Well, yeah. Okay, true.
So that's what I think we should do.
But, you know, it takes a long time. I can get kicked out of rent, you know, in my apartment.
In two weeks,
if I don't pay it in 2 months. But it's going to take a long time for foreclosure. Probably about 6 months, right?
I just don't think you should plan for
Okay, I'm just saying.
That.
But I'm just saying.
Why would you plan
if we get to that point? If we ever get to that point.
Okay,
anyway.
You should stop this.
All right, we're done. Thank you so much for tuning into the Truth of Darion podcast. I really appreciate everybody listening. Lauren, is something new happened? Where can we find you?
Something has new and something has changed about my Instagram.
And let's just make it fast because we got to go.
I'm sorry. My Instagram name is now Lauren_G.
Oh my goodness. Wow. What a cool name.
I know. It's so great. So much better than yours.
She's trying to get her social media together. Anyway, you can find me on all social media, Truth or Darion, D-A-R-I-O-N. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you next week. Every Friday, we're posting new episodes. Just keep listening. All right, everybody. Adios. We out.
Bye.